From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, October 12th. Coming up, we'll hear a conversation with musician Mary Chapin Carpenter about her career and upcoming performance at Folinger Great Hall. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The University of Illinois is condemning the, quote, unspeakable brutality of the Hamas terrorist attacks on Israeli citizens. President Tim Killeen and the chancellors of the three University of Illinois locations released a statement yesterday on the conflict. They added, quote, "We are gravely concerned for Israelis and Palestinians who have been and may now be in harm's way. Though we may be located half a world away geographically, many of you will be carrying heavy burdens in the days to come." The letter linked to student help and counseling centers and said the multicultural communities at universities are their greatest strength. In Urbana, U of I students held a rally earlier this week for the victims of Hamas attacks on Israel over the weekend. Last night, students held an event on Black Palestinian solidarity. NPR reports the weekend attacks killed over 1,000 in Israel. Israel has since retaliated, and over 1,000 people have died within Gaza. The University of Illinois homecoming race may close streets around Champaign-Urbana on Sunday morning. The 5K will start at 10 a.m. on the Anniversary Plaza behind the Illini Union. The race route may close sections of Matthews Avenue, Oregon Street, Goodwin Avenue, Gregory Street, and Illinois Street at times. Runners will make two loops around the main and south quad before ending at the Alice Campbell Alumni Center. The annual homecoming parade will take place Friday, October 20th at 5:30 p.m. A traveling exhibit on the history of the Holocaust begins a month-long run at the Vermilion County Museum. IPM reporter Owen Henderson has more.
Courage to Remember lays out a timeline of events both before and during the Holocaust, including excerpts from first-person accounts. Brian Kahn is with the Champaign-Urbana Jewish Federation. He says the display is meant to make viewers think about the millions who died and the underlying causes of the genocide.
What do we do when we see something like that? Why is this repeating itself? What aren't we doing as a world to make sure this doesn't happen again?
The museum will also host an upcoming talk by a Central Illinois man who escaped the Holocaust. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
The exhibit will be on display until November 10th. Recently retired Judge Joe McGraw of Rockford is seeking the Republican nomination in Illinois' 17th congressional district. McGraw says he believes he can flip a seat that's been held by Democrats for more than a decade.
When you think about the price of fuel, that affects everybody. When you think about excessive governmental regulation and jobs going overseas instead of good-paying jobs remaining here, those are not partisan issues.
McGraw is hoping to unseat first-term Democrat Eric Sorensen, who was selected last year after Sherry Bustos retired from office. McGraw's announcement comes after Galesburg businessman Ray Estrada withdrew from the GOP race earlier this month. Longtime state representative Dan Brady of Bloomington opted not to run after his unsuccessful bid for Secretary of State. He's now endorsing McGraw's run. Still to come, we'll hear a conversation with musician Mary Chapin Carpenter about her career and upcoming performance at Folinger Great Hall. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 2 of Hotel Portofino picks up in the summer of 1927 as Bella considers if she should reunite with her no-good husband or focus on a blossoming friendship with a handsome architect. Season 1 is currently streaming on WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can binge all 6 episodes of Season 2 starting the evening of October 15th. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. with hits like Passionate Kisses and He Thinks He'll Keep Her, 5 Grammy Awards, and most recently the Poets Award from the Academy of Country Music, Mary Chapin Carpenter has been gracing the folk and country music scene for decades, but she says it's only recently that she feels like she's been able to create music that is as authentic as it's ever been. I spoke with Carpenter about how she reached that point. You have had an incredible career, 5-time Grammy winner. Was there a specific moment or anything that made you realize that music was something you wanted to pursue as a career?
Both my parents were very much into music of all different kinds. I just always loved playing the guitar, banging out songs on the family piano. I just always loved to sing as loud as I could, and so did my sisters. I honestly don't have an anecdote to give you that said, oh, this is what made me know this was the right path. If anything, I didn't know that, and there are days that I wake up still, and I have to pinch myself, or I just can't believe that I get to do this as a job, as a vocation, as a calling.
So kind of along the same lines of waking up and having to pinch yourself, are there any songs or albums that might not be as commercially popular, but that are really significant to you or speak to you more than maybe the masses think?
It's been too long since somebody whispered.
The most recent album of originals that I recorded, an album called The Dirt and the Stars.
Watching the fade between the dirt and the stars, between the rough and smooth and the easy and the hard.
It's my favorite record. And I guess it's my favorite record because I feel so completed and honest about the song. That's where it starts for me, and it always has. I feel like they're the best songs I've ever written. And I don't want to say that in a ego way, but rather just from the standpoint of feeling like I've learned how to do what I do. And this collection of songs has given me the most satisfaction that I can ever say that I've had in the pursuit of this craft.
I was going to ask you actually about The Dirt and the Stars. That was released in 2020, as well as One Night Lonely.
Right.
That was also at the height of the pandemic. What was it like to create in a time that was so isolating?
It's okay to be sad. It's all right to be lonely. You won't always feel bad.
It was surreal. We were in England at the end of January 2020 and the beginning of February, finishing up the recording of The Dirt and the Stars. And it was just before the great lockdown. So we got home in time. We had finished making that record just at the very beginning, if you will, of the change in our circumstances. Then One Night Lonely was a live album that I did record during the pandemic in an empty venue. You know, it was important to me that there not be any kind of talking to empty seats because I wanted it to be a document of the time that we were in. I wanted it to be as authentic as possible in that regard. And so to release those two records during the pandemic, it's both mournful and yet hopefully a desire to show resilience in the face of all these changes.
These feelings like weather, they come and they go.
Is there anything that you would give to people who might be a lover of music or a lover of the performing arts but might feel discouraged as it's an unconventional sort of career?
Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design. Spin and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her.
The first thing I would say is, well, what is conventional anymore? There are so many ways of forging a life and making a living. I just remember for myself, I graduated from college. I worked a bunch of temp jobs all the time. I would go home to my crappy little apartment or my group house where I was living, and I'd sit on my bed and I'd write songs, and I would go play shows on days when I wasn't temping and whatever. And I'm just speaking from my own experience that you just somehow put the blocks together and try to figure out a way for yourself to do it. I would just encourage anyone to not give up if they feel that something is burning inside of them.
Years will pass before we turn to face the place where we come from. Years will pass before we learn what time...
Carpenter is working on a new album that she hopes to have completed by the end of the year. You can catch Mary Chapin Carpenter and Sean Colvin this Saturday, October 14th at 7:30 at Folinger Great Hall in Urbana. Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is an underwriter of Illinois Public Media. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Owen Henderson, Reginald Hardwick, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.